This is 4 Semiconductor Cafe.
According to EE Times, 2022 has seen a continued scale investments from some chip manufacturers. At a time where the chip shortage finally seems to ease up, these investments will greatly benefit the global semiconductor value chain, helping to further alleviate the shortage, generate new jobs, create increased demand for fab equipment, and drive innovations in chip design. Let's pay attention to some recent investments. Intel announced in March that Germany would be the site for a huge new chipmaking complex, giving the first details of a $88 billion investment drive across Europe. Intel is spreading its investment in Europe around half a dozen countries, including boosting its existing factory in Ireland, setting up a design and research facility in France, and a packaging and assembly site in Italy. In 2022, President Biden announced Intel's plans to invest $100 billion in U.S. manufacturing. The investment is a 500% increase from Intel's original $20 billion plan to develop new semiconductor production facilities in Columbus, Ohio. Taiwan Semiconductor (TSMC), which supplies silicon for Apple, Qualcomm, and other tech giants, announced last January that it plans to spend as much as $44 billion to increase its manufacturing capacity in 2022. Last November 2021, Samsung announced its plans to spend $17 billion to build a semiconductor factory in Texas as part of a three-year strategy to increase its manufacturing capacity and alleviate the global chip shortage. This is the largest investment Samsung has ever made in the U.S. All these investments, totaling at $249 billion, will bring to the entire semiconductor ecosystem that needs a lot of help. While it could take 2 to 3 years to bring more semiconductor capacity into the ecosystem, this is good news for markets such as automotive, smartphone, and consumer tech. These industries suffered of reduced chip availability more than others, and many businesses had to delay product launches that resulted in billions in revenue loss. After all this new capacity comes online, these markets will not only have increased access to the standardized chips they need, but also new chips that can enable new features and functionalities.
Hope you found this information useful, and looking to see you in our next episode.
Adiós, pampa mío.
Aquí su servidor Carlos Hunda, Roger Moreira, Juan Barrera y Pavel Navarrete.